السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد. صلى الله عليه وسلم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa, and those listening over receivers, once again a majlis of zikr together with some nasihats, because we are not going to be having any program for the next 2 weeks or so, inshallah. As far as Islah is concerned, a person has to make effort. The late Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh said a beautiful thing. He said, for anything that you want, in anything that you want beauty, there has to be some kind of effort. And anything that you don't want to really beautify, or you do not want to, want it to maintain and retain its beauty, then there is no need to make any effort. It automatically happens. In other words, if you have to look at things around us, then we will notice that if it is a garden and the person wants the beauty of the garden to stand out, he wants a beautiful garden, so then you will have to make an effort. There will have to be a gardener who is going to look after that garden. Flowers will have to be planted. Then there has to be some kind of trimming, some kind of shredding. There are different fertilizers and other kind of things that are added to the soil so that that garden may remain fresh. It has to be watered. If there is no rain, then the person has to make arrangement to water the garden. If there is grass there, then it has to be, the lawn has to be mowed. You can't just leave it like that. Every little while the person will be checking. If there are extra shrubs and things, then you will have to remove that. So there will have to be some kind of effort, then that garden will retain its beauty. Every person who's got a garden, he knows that you can't just leave it like that. Some effort has to be made for it to retain its beauty. In the same way, if you take the health of a person, if the person wants to maintain good health, then he has to eat the right kinds of food. He has to do the right kind of exercises. He can't be just a couch potato sitting all day on the television screen watching and then think that he's going to have good health. There has to be some kind of concern about that health. If the person is suspecting that he could end up as a diabetic, so then beforehand, now he starts taking precautions. Then look at the different kinds of powders that people use, the different kinds of creams that are used. Now all this so that the body may look good. So for the body also there's some kind of effort they make so that it may remain in good condition. If you take a building, then for the building to look nice and good and clean, there has to be some kind of effort. If there are carpets, they have to be vacuumed, dust and has to be removed. If there are walls, then sometimes they need some painting. There has to be some kind of decorations around. If there are cracks, then they have to be repaired quickly. They have to be filled. Now all this type of effort has to be made, then that building remains standing for a long time in good condition. So like this, you look at everything across the board. Whether it's your car, whether it's your home, anything, if you want its beauty to remain for a long time, so then the person makes some kind of effort. Look at the shining that people do of the cars. Leave the cars, look at the shining that we do of our boots. How much of shining people do of the boots. And if you do not want anything to retain its beauty, then you don't have to make any effort. As far as the garden is concerned, you can just leave it. The grass will grow. It will grow taller and taller. And after that, you will have insects. You may have snakes. You will have scorpions. You will have other kind of harmful creatures. And if it is a big place, running into a couple kilometers of space, and now the grass is grown tall, the trees are grown tall, and nothing has been done, then slowly you will find animals in there. And then you can even have wild animals there. Look at the wild animals in the jungles. So you don't have to make any effort for that. Automatically it will invite all the harmful creatures, bugs, insects, snakes, scorpions and everything. The same with the body of a person, they don't have to make any effort. If you want to fall sick, you don't have to make any effort. Eat everything. Load the stomach more than it can take. Then do no movement, no exercise, nothing. Lie down on the bed all the time. Don't do any kind of walking, no kind of movement. That person will become a living dead. Although he's living, but he's good as dead person. Same with everything else. If you have to take the house, look at all those big forts and palaces and other things that had existed thousands of years ago. But now when you go there, look at the dilapidated state that it is. Unless it is looked after, clean, polished, shine, like the Taj Mahal, not all the time they are polishing, shining, cleaning. So it looks good still now. But look at those places which have now become barren. Look at the condition of those places. So the point that I'm driving home is that there has to be some kind of effort if a person wants beauty. If a person wants some kind of retainment of the beauty of that structure, or those clothes, or that furniture, or anything else, then there has to be some kind of continuous effort. Some cleaning, shining, polishing, furnishing, etc. So then it remains for a long time. So if this is the condition of material things, then what about the spirituality of the person? The spirituality of the person, what about his akhlaq, his mu'amlat, his mu'asharat, his dealings, his transactions, his etiquette, his morals, his behavior, his interacting with people, his honesty, his truthfulness. How can that be without any effort? That everything else requires an effort in this material world. But when it comes to human being for whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this whole universe, insan, the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon and the stars and everything for the benefit of man, and that too in reality for the benefit of those people who are true believers. The others are just benefiting because of those true believers. So that soul of the person, how can then it just remain in good condition with no effort on it? Nothing. He said, you don't have to do anything. Now and again make some casual namaz, or even if you make 5 times namaz, then some kind of hit and run namaz the person makes and is quite happy and satisfied that I've made great effort and finished, my spirituality will remain in excellent condition. It can't be like that. So just as that garden, if it is neglected, then it can become a jungle. And it can invite all kinds of harmful creatures, animals, insects, snakes. In the same way, this heart of the human being, this heart of the Muslim, the others, it is also for them. But the Muslim who says that I have believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, I believe in the day of judgment, I believe in the life after death. So then if he does not want to keep this heart in good condition, he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to make any kind of effort on it. He doesn't have to make any kind of effort on it, then automatically that heart will become a jungle. The heart will become a jungle. And just as we have all those kind of wild animals in the jungle, in the same way this heart will become a jungle for wild thoughts. And after that, there will be wild actions. That's what will happen. Just as so many animals after that harm, you have lions that devour, you have snakes that bite, you have scorpions that sting. We also had some kind of a scorpion department that used to sting. Now they change it to hawks. So you have scorpions that sting, you have snakes that bite. So much of different kinds of harm is caused by the different kinds of animals and insects and creatures. So the heart of this person now when he neglects it, doesn't make any kind of effort. So like how that garden then turns into a jungle, in the same way this heart becomes a jungle. The lions, they devour. So this human being now, he devours the property of orphans, of widows. He devours. He steals. What is stealing? The devouring of somebody's property. When a person becomes greedy, then we equate him with that characteristic of a dog. Greed now. And he will do the same things. And sometimes he gets the sifat and the attributes of a pig. Look at the kinds of actions that people are indulging in. Seems that everything is gone crazy and wild. There are no rules and no laws anymore. Especially when it comes to sexuality, then it's the behavior that become that of pigs. Pigs. Why? Because that heart was neglected. The person was quite satisfied that he made 2 or 3 namazes and he was a very good Muslim. But he made no effort to make sincere tawbah, to stay in good company, to listen to good programs, to read good literature, to meditate. Now he made no effort in that direction. Because if he had done that, then it would have been that trimming. It would have been that mowing of the lawn. It would have been that trimming of those branches. It would have been that removal of those insects that could have destroyed those plants and the flowers. It would have been a purification and a cleanliness of all those gutters of those homes. If the person made that effort, then his heart would now have been shining. Like how you put bright paint on a wall, then even if that wall was not in a very good condition, but now there's some kind of brightness that has come. The home has now got cleanliness. The garden has got a kind of beauty. So there's no need to make any kind of effort. If a person wants anything to be destroyed or lose its beauty, there's no need for any effort. But if you want beauty, then you have to make that effort. And this is what this majlis is all about. That we cannot neglect our soul. We are not prepared to neglect our businesses, especially in this month of December. Everybody, the talk of the town, as they say, is that it's, we must look after our business. And this is the time to make the best. If you neglect this opportunity, then probably whole year you may kill flies. Or you may not do the same kind of business that you are going to do in this month. So everybody is concerned. So like that, we should also show that concern for this heart and soul of ours, because if we are going to be negligent, then here at least we know that there's going to be some kind of month of December in which business will take place. But with regards to our hearts, we just do not know when this negligence will cause us great harm, because life can expire at any time, any place. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch maal o daulat na dhan jayega, faqat saath tere kafan jayega. Na kuch kaam aayegi shahi teri, faqiri se kuch kaam ban jayega. That's what the person will take and go. His kafan, and his actions and his deeds will go with it. So the negligence in those material things brings about destruction. In the same way, negligence with regards to this heart and soul brings about destruction. The person will then regret, he will make, hi, I wasted my life. So once again, nobody says that you have to sit in the masjid the whole day, read Quran Sharif, make tilawah, zikr, ibadat. Allah Ta'ala created the whole universe for us, make use of the ni'mat and bounties of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But let us not be negligent. Let us not disobey that very Allah who has blessed us with those bounties. That very Allah who has blessed us with our sight, He has blessed us with our hearing and speech. Our mothers didn't give it to us. Our fathers didn't give it to us. We didn't pay anything for it. In the mother's stomach, everything was connected and joined. Did anybody pay anything? Now look at each part of the body, what kind of price does they pay? So now we are disobeying that very Allah. This is rebellion against that Allah. And no government of the world tolerates rebellion. They don't tolerate rebellion. They bring the whole army out if there's a rebellion. They bring a whole army out. It is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that gives us opportunities upon opportunities. That even if you have gone far away, don't lose hope. Come back, come back. Take a roundabout turn. Put your gear in reverse. Or you have taken the wrong turn, so now don't continue. Come on to Sirat-e-Mustaqim. And we are guided all the time that this is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. This is the straight path. But if we don't listen to that voice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through His Kalam, that's the voice of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala through the Kalamullah, that this is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. You have either lost the road, or you are on the right road. It is the Quran Sharif that gives us that guidance. Like the GPS. The GPS, if the person is lost, he took the wrong turn. So now it will say, recalculating. Turn around. Next turn, turn right. Following turn, turn left. And then go around the circle. And then you'll come on the straight road and then carry on. It tells you something. Now the sensible person, he must listen to it. If he's got it programmed properly, then he must listen to it. If he doesn't listen to it, then he'll go further and further away until he'll lose himself in the jungle. Like that, the Quran Sharif is giving us that direction at all points. Turn right, turn left, go straight. Here you must speak, here you must remain silent. This is what you must do. This is the time that you must make salat. This is the time you must fast. This is the time that you must give zakat. This is how you must calculate your zakat. With regards to Hajj, and with regards to Nikah, Talaq, buying, selling. In everything there is some kind of direction. But stay on this path. Don't follow the promptings of nafs and shaitan. Listen to the voice of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's just like the GPS is saying something, and we got little children in the back, or our enemies, and Allah ta'ala protect if there's some hijacker. He's saying, you don't listen to that, you turn this side. If there's some hijacker, and you've got your GPS on, and the GPS is saying, now go straight, or turn right this side, and that hijacker is saying, now I got my gun at your head, you turn that side. So if the person listens to that hijacker, then definitely he's going to be hijacked. So nafs and shaitan want to hijack. They are showing us different directions. The Quran Sharif is showing us the straight direction. So it's left to us, what do we want? If we are going to follow this path that is chalked out for us by the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it will bring peace in one's life. At present, we do not want to enjoy any peace and happiness, and we want to make the lives of others also miserable. That is our condition today. Just like the jungle in which those animals, that is what they do. They make the lives of the people that come there and walk around miserable. Something, one animal will bite somebody, something will sting, and something will devour. So like that, we have also become like animals. If we look at our actions, our amal, our akhlaq, we have become like that. I mentioned some time back, and this is a true story. In the Jamia Masjid of Delhi, those people who have been there, they've seen what a great building that is, built by the kings of those times, by Shah Jahan. So in the Jamia Masjid of Delhi, nearby the masjid, not very far from there, they used to live one very pious, righteous, saintly person, one Allah Wala. He was in his old age. After some time, then he told his khadim that you must hold my hand and take me to the masjid. He used to put a blindfold on his eyes and go to the masjid. So they asked him, first of all, of course, they found it very strange. Allah Ta'ala is blessed with sight, then why must blindfold? Then one day the khadim took some courage and said, what is this? Allah Ta'ala blessed with eyes, then why must you blindfold and walk and come to the masjid? So he took his hat off and put it on his head. And when he did that, this person says that in the masjid, I saw very few human beings. In the masjid, he said, I saw very few human beings. I saw the human beings with the characteristics. Whatever that human being was, he said, that's what I began to see in the masjid. If the person was a very greedy person, probably he saw him like a dog. The person was doing these filthy things that I mentioned earlier, probably saw him like a pig. Somebody that was doing, devouring the property of orphans and widows, or taking inheritance which was not due to him, then he may have seen him like a lion or a wolf. So he said, this is what I saw. He quickly took the topi out and gave it back to him. Now that doesn't mean that all of us have that kind of topis now, that we will be able to see. That was his karamat, that he was seeing the person in his characteristic. The person was standing in one corner with a lamp in the day. He said, what are you standing with lamp in the day in this corner of the street? He said, no, I'm looking for a human being. He said, human beings and all these people walking past, they're not human beings. He said, they are just in the shape and form of human beings. But where is the akhlaq of the human being? Where's the characteristics of the human being? Where's that insaniyat that we talk about? So therefore, there has to be some kind of effort. And when a person makes that little effort, then you'll get fragrant flowers. Then you'll get fragrant flowers in your garden. That heart will become a very beautiful orchard. It'll become a very beautiful garden. There won't be scorpions and snakes. Now it will be a beautiful garden, a beautiful fragrant flower. And the fragrance, the person is not going to smell from inside the heart. That fragrance will be seen in the actions of the person. It will be gentle, it will be kind, it will be forgiving, it will be pious, righteous, it will have taqwa, it will have shukr, it will have sabr, it will have contentment and qanaat, it will have dignity in his life. He won't race and chase like a madman when it comes to risk and sustenance, halal, haram, sab kuch andar, hai mas qalandar. His namazas will be on time. He is not going to follow the trends of the business houses around him, where anything and everything goes when it comes to business. The music. Look at Muslim stores. How much of music. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. But there is nothing to lose hope. That is Allah ta'ala. That no matter how far the person goes. That is if an angel is announcing all the time, come back, come back. Allah ta'ala's doors are wide open. Allah ta'ala himself announces. Every night, the announcement is made. Is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anyone seeking sustenance that I may give him sustenance? Is there anyone wanting difficulty to be removed, whatever pain, suffering, then ask. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. Qudrat zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. After a long time we are reading this. But it seems to fit in with what I was saying. So ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. Qudrat zul jalal mein kya nahi gir giraye ja. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. قدرت ذوالجلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. Whatever condition you may be in, مولا سے لو لگائے جا. Get connected with your Allah. Get connected with Allah تبارک و تعالی. Whatever your condition, we must not lose any kind of hope. We must not become despondent. And we must not wait or expect to become perfect. We will remain with our weaknesses, with our shortcomings. But at least that determination to give up sins, to distance ourselves from haram, to obey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. At least that a person can do. Sincere tawbah. Sincere tawbah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will open the doors. This is the first way. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will then open the doors. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے گا. Cry before Allah. Ask Him to change the condition. He who in the mother's stomach, in the mother's stomach, in the darkness of the mother's stomach, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fitted everything. Gave us life, put our soul in there, brought us into this world. Then again look at all the arrangements that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made in this world for us. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. He is ready to give hidayat if a person seeks hidayat. تو ہو کسی بھی حال میں مولا سے لو لگائے جا. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گڑ گڑائے جا. Person is sick, he is weak, he's got no income. The person is poor, he is needy, he is in difficulties, he is in pain and suffering. Whatever the condition, who is there that will remove that? Who is there that will remove that suffering? If a person says, I am tired of begging Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then who is he going to beg of? Some stones? Or some animals in the jungles are going to help him out? Or some deity that he has made with his own hands is going to help him out? Where else can he go besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? express one's weakness and helplessness before Him and see how He opens the door. It has happened for billions of people over the centuries and thousands of years. Who is providing risk for everyone from the time Allah Ta'ala has created? So has He suddenly run short of risk and sustenance provision? Have we ever heard that now, for the next 5 years, because of scarcity of eyes in the bank of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so the babies that will be born without eyes. Have you ever heard that for the next couple years now, like Eskom light, they said there'll be load shedding, how they had load shedding. These areas will have, those areas won't have, and sometimes all the areas won't have, because of the scarcity. Have you ever heard that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ever announced that the sun now for so many thousands of years, it is giving its brightness and shine. So now for a few days there will be load shedding. There will be no sunshine. Just to save some electricity power. Look at the hands, the feet, the heart, the liver, the lungs and kidneys and bladder. Everything, every day they say some thousands of babies are born in the world and everyone is coming with it. Tu ho kisi bhi haal mein maula se law lagaye ja. قدرت ذل جلال میں کیا نہیں گر گرائے تھا بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر न निकल सके मगर पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा बैठेगा चैन से अगर काम के क्या रहेंगे पर गो न निकल सके मगर पिंजरे में फड़फड़ाए जा. Actually, he is discussing the soul. But if you take the example, analogy of a bird, the bird is trapped in a cage. It has been put into a cage. It was flying around somewhere, he caught it and put into a cage. So that is easy to understand. Baithega chain se agar kama ke kya rahenge par. So now if this bird in the cage is quiet, silent, has given up hope, there is no way that it is expressing any kind of pain and suffering at being locked up, then what is the benefit of those wings that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given? Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Then what is the benefit of those wings that Allah Ta'ala has given? Go na nikal sake magar pinjre mein phad phadayega. Even if you cannot come out from that cage, then flap your wings. Flap your wings. A passerby may take pity. And he may open up the lock. And say, or the person who trapped it, he may take pity and say, well now, it's useless making this bird a pet because it doesn't seem to sit still. It's just flapping and flapping and flapping his wings. And hitting his head from this side to that side, this side to that side. So who's going to enjoy a bird like that watching in the cage? Watching such a bird. So he'll open it up and fly away. Allah Ta'ala has given us the wings of tawbah, of istighfar, of nadamat, of shame, of remorse, of regret. Flap those wings before Allah Ta'ala and beg of it. Qudrat-e Zul Jalal mein kya nahi gir girayega. And when this person is going to do that, Allah Ta'ala will open up the doors of Allah Ta'ala will release him. He is trapped by his nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have trapped this person on porn sites, on haram TV viewing. Haram things that he's viewing. Or haram things that he's listening. Or the other haram that he's engaging in, adultery, fornication, whatever it may be. So he's trapped by nafs and shaitan. And I must flap his wings. Cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر، دل کو نور تقویٰ سے تو شاد کر، نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر، تو اسے بیٹھے گا چین سے اگر کام کے کیا رہیں گے پر، گو نہ نکل سکے مگر پنجرے میں پھڑ پھڑائے جا، ضربے کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا، ضربے کسی کے نام کی دل پہ یوں ہی لگائے جا، گو نہ ملے جواب کچھ، گو نہ ملے جواب کچھ، در یوں ہی کھٹ کھٹ آئے جا، کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر، کھولے وہ یا نہ کھولے در اس پہ ہو کیوں تیری نظر، تو بس اپنا کام کر یعنی صدا لگائے جا، انشاءاللہ ہمارا ٹائم ایکسپیرینس بیسکلی اٹ از دیٹ یو ڈو وٹ یو ہیو ٹو ڈو، ان ادر ورڈز وی آر ٹولڈ دیٹ وی مسٹ ڈو وٹ وی ہیو ٹو ڈو، وی ہیو ٹو میک اوور نماز فاس، بی آنیسٹ، بی ٹروتھ فل، stay away from haram, be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must go the extra mile to fulfill whatever ahkam and laws of Allah Ta'ala are directed at us. Then leave it to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We must beg of Him, cry before Him, plead to Him. Then it is His prerogative. Khole wo ya na khole dar, whether he opens the door or doesn't open the door, we must go on tapping at the door. It will open suddenly, after that it will open suddenly. That is how it happens. Sometimes a person is tapping and tapping, knocking and knocking, nobody is opening. Now the person is about to give up hope and he says, well, doesn't look like the person is here, and I had so much of hope that if I come here to this door I will get something. Now when he's just about leaving, suddenly the door opens. So what's your problem? This is my problem. Alright, hold on, wait. And the person is given whatever he's asked for. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also sometimes makes us knock and knock and see how patient we are. We cannot demand that he must open the door same time. Allah Ta'ala knows what is best for us. Many people, when Allah Ta'ala opened the door, they ran away. Many, when Allah Ta'ala opened the door, then they ran away from the house of Allah Ta'ala. In examination time, then lots of students also in the masjid, you'll find them, Fajr namaz, other namaz. Make dua, make dua. And as soon as they get results, you pass, finish, they go on. As if we don't need Allah Ta'ala now. In professions also, in other things also, in many, many things, person is sick, tapping at the door of Allah Ta'ala. As soon as he gets cured, then finish. Now we'll see Allah Ta'ala when he falls sick again. So Allah Ta'ala knows best. Sometimes he loves that the person steps at his door and asks. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you and the Ummah at large the tawfiq of amal, especially in these days of fitnas, which have spread so far and wide. So much of fitnas, the person does not know whether he is coming or going. And so much of those fitnas are also in the name of Islam. Many, many of those fitnas are in the name of Islam. The easiest thing to do now is put a tag of Islam on anything, it becomes Islamic. Put the tag of Islam on anything, it will become Islamic. You have Islamic beer also now, halal beer. They say they removed the alcohol content from the beer. and they sell it even in Middle Eastern countries. So many other things. Interest will be called profit. The person will be taking interest and he says, I only charge him a profit. How to differentiate whether it is interest or profit? Who will be able to do it? In so many things, it is just a halal tag for that's all. Islamic. Islamic cultural shows. Islamic art and culture. And then look at what is there in the name of that Islamic art and culture. Ha, unshre, unshre, rikonsi, kalsi, the person says. Allah, Allah, kaisa, pyara, naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa, pyara, naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, jalla jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Ya Rab, karam se apne tu dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Wa ummeede karam aaya. Illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, illallahu illallah, la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ab to rahe bas tada mein aakhir wird zuba hai mere ilah. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyasal mustaghithin. Ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram, ya zal jalali wal ikram. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Oh, my most generous, most kind, most tolerant Allah. Day and night we have used your bounties for your disobedience. You could have snatched away all those bounties. You could have snatched away all those gifts. My beloved Allah, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. You could have sent the tsunamis against us. But my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. We are turning towards you. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. My beloved Allah, we are not bragging about our sins. We are not justifying our sins. We are not advertising our sins. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim hai, khatakar hai, badkar hai, sab kuch hai, bande magar tere. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you, my beloved Allah. Make us yours and become ours. Make us yours and become ours, my Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. My beloved Allah, bless us and the ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with barakat, with rahmat. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, there is no shortage of space in your Jannah. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Forgive our sins, major and minor, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. My beloved Allah, forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the diseases, the problems, the tests and the trials of mankind around the globe, especially the Ummat of Nabi-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbe Kareem, forgive us and forgive them. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of akhirah. Hey Rabbe Kareem, oh my beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We know that sometimes sicknesses, ailments can be a rahmat and a mercy. But even if it is a mercy for some, change it to the mercy of good health. My beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Bless us with complete shifa from our spiritual ailments and physical ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Bless us with truthfulness in our lives. Protect us from dishonesty, from cheating, from gambling, from adultery, from fornication, from watching haram on the internet sites or on the television screen. Give us the realization that death can come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Daily we are witnessing how people leave this world suddenly. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den, watching some haram, or adultery, fornication, or popping drugs, or any kind of haram. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. With your fazal, with your kindness, bless us with shahadat in Madinah Tayyibah. If it is not muqaddar in Madinah Tayyibah, wherever it may be, that is in a state that you are pleased with us. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam, especially in Palestine, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Sudan, Somalia. Hey Rabbi Kareem, remove their pain and suffering and difficulty. Give hidayat to the enemies of Islam. But if they become obstinate, they've made up their minds, they will continue with persecution, torture, tyranny and oppression. Then shake them like you shook the Aad and the Samad. Those who have no children, my beloved Allah, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have children, make their children righteous and pious. Give us the himmat, courage and tawfiq to throw out of our homes and lives all those things that are causing so much of corruption in the lives of our children. Ay Rabbi Kareem, during this holiday period, protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing like storms. Distance us from places where your wrath and anger descend. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. Ay Rabbi Kareem, bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam begged for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas, and especially that of the Dajjal, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ay Rabbi Kareem. Hum kamzor hai, zayif hai, natawa hai. We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. But where do we go, my Allah? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara. You are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, desires, aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of every individual. With your fazl and kindness, remove the suffering, pain and difficulty. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul 'alim. Wa tub 'alayna, innaka antas tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.